AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, I'm Anissa Ferreira.
And I'm Devin Simone, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Ooh, girl, this episode, I was hot last week, and I'm hotter now. What is happening in this house? What's going on with
Jay Michelle? I don't know. I don't even think they know.
Clearly.
I think they are just throwing shit at the wall and see what sticks.
I mean, it was just, it was a lot going on. Everyone seemed to be in an uproar. How did you feel watching it back since you lived it? Are you madder now?
I got re-frustrated. Mm-hmm. I know that's not a word. I don't think that's an actual thing.
It's close enough.
But I got frustrated one more game. You know?
Okay.
It just sends you back to those feelings of like, what is happening in this game?
Yeah.
And are these my friends? It makes you just question everything.
Yeah. I mean, right now, are they your friends, would you say?
I mean, Michelle and I are cool and I will have love for her. I just feel like certain people, like, I don't think that we'll ever be able to, like, I can't say never, but working with them in the game, I don't know if that would ever happen. I wouldn't go after them. I just don't see us aligning with one another because the trust is not there. But outside of it, you know, I feel like I could hang out with Michelle down the shore. I could go shopping with her. We could go on a trip. Like, I could see her
you can
as
have
a
fun
friend
together
in that way.
And like, hang out. You just can't trust them or rely on them, especially when it comes to the game.
For now, yes. Unless there's like a big turnaround and they both.
I mean, girl, how much turning can you do? I don't know.
Because then you just end up in a circle, don't
you? Yes, right. Because that was a lot. It was a lot. Now, I will say, the viewers, our challenge listeners, I know for a long time, some people really hate it when it feels like the vets are taking over the game or take over the house when things are just kind of as they are. I was talking to, shout out to Joe, producer at the Sherry Shepherd Show, friend of mine who loves the challenge. And we were talking about this and the strategies from last week's episode. And arguably, if we were to give props where they're due, Jay and Michelle did orchestrate one of the most interesting or dynamic eliminations where we have heavy hitter team. You know, we literally have two former challenge winners on teams going against each other. We have you that's in a GOAT and an elimination. You know, Jack, who just killed it in the elimination last week, going against each other. I mean, that, and to even get that done, they also included two other heavy hitter teams, including Bananas and Not. Like, they made the vets eat themselves this week.
And they also, made good TV. I'm not going to take anything away. I think it was a phenomenal episode. And I think that the episodes are just going to keep getting better because people are going to, these decisions are going to keep getting harder every week.
Right.
There's no way that you're going to tell me that, like, potentially 8 people are going to be in this final or 10 or whatever, and we got to get rid of the majority of the house. You're going to have to vote your friends in.
Right. You can't take
and
them all.
And that's where it's okay. You know, that's where it's like, okay, we're playing the game. So,
and you're upfront about it. Because here it's like there was a lot
you
of.
You can't not be upfront.
Like,
because
swarminess about it.
There's going to be a point, I feel, where, like, they're only going to be one team safe or two teams, you know, two pairs safe. just hope that your friends win at that point.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got, there's no one to blame at that point. There's no fingers.
Yep.
Like, you gotta just know where you stand with people and say your prayers and journal.
Absolutely. And someone who, you know, I don't know if it's journaling would have helped or saying prayers would have helped in this one, but let's go to timeout of the week and gold star of the week. So
I'm putting Jay and Michelle in timeout.
We knew that.
I think they need to go into timeout this time and just kind of like go back to the drawing board.
I mean, they need to just sit there, like sit with their feelings.
I'd like them to sit there for an hour.
Yeah.
Not a 10-minute timeout. I mean, I need an adult timeout in a big corner for them.
Absolutely. Who's your gold star of the week?
I want to give a gold star for style points this week.
Okay.
To Nelly T.
Okay, explain.
He flipped his legs up. I didn't know what he was doing. I thought he was going to fall on that zip line.
Yeah.
He just turned into like a little acrobat.
And he did.
And I've just been really proud of Nelly and his achievements this season so far.
Breaking a 54 dailies loss will do a lot to you. My timeout of the week goes to Miss V. We see Veronica specifically telling Darrell, it's not Amigo. Oh my God, it's not Amigo. When Amigos is definitely one of the words. And see, this is that time when you can't always listen to your partner. Well, at least she should have listened to Darrell. Darrell should not have listened to her. So my timeout goes to Veronica. Love you, but girl, that was just, it was funny to watch, but especially because when they put it next to the scenes where everyone else is figuring out that amigo is the word, and then you have Brian, it is not amigo, right? And then my gold star of the week, for two different reasons, goes to my man, Jordan. It goes to Jordan for watching how he encouraged Jack, even while competing against him, the way he hugged Laurel and gave her encouragement at the end. Like, he just, watching Jordan's evolution in this game in like an emotional intelligence capacity just over the seasons has been really
so
beautiful to watch. Love that about Jordan, for Jordan. But also, he's not afraid to be petty, because when he sat across from Jay, he gets a gold star for this too, and just lit Jay up.
It was the silence for me before. I wish you would have seen, like, they were like, you gotta talk. I'm like, I'm not saying shit.
Yeah. I wish
I
they would have.
I sat back, said, absolutely not.
I feel like they should just show that clip of you guys sitting in silence before Jordan pops off, just eyeing each other back and forth. It was beautifully done. Yes, yes to Jordan and saying that. And also, can I say, you in the fuchsia in your confessional look, loving that.
Thank you,
on
sis.
You. And he said, I love that on you. It looked good.
It's
I'm
actually
like, okay,
backwards because I didn't want all the girls to come out.
But it's
can't
good.
Can't give the people too much.
Because it's showing the thing. It was good. I was like, okay. All right.
Thank
Anissa?
You.
Yes,
thank
girls.
You. I just hate the green screen because it looks like I have a helmet sometimes. I just wish they just let my curls be.
They
great.
Were popping in all their glory in that moment.
They were
you
popping.
Looked great in the fuchsia. Someone else that looks great today, you guys won't get to see him, but we got to see him while interviewing him. Our man Jack is here.
Yes.
So excited. We wanted to have our girl Laurel. There's currently a hurricane happening, so we're praying for Laurel. Keep it good and safe, and we love you. Because we were supposed to have her here. We love her. By the way, Dr. Laurel. Let me just come correct.
Yes.
Dr. Laurel.
Dr. Stucky.
Yes. But we have Jack here, who is giving us so much tea. Mm-hmm. So make sure you stay tuned. Go get a snack. You know, start your jog, your walk, your ride to work, whatever it is that you're doing. Buckle up, because this is going to be an interesting ride. You're going to learn a lot and learn a lot about Laurel from people who really know her, like a different side of Laurel. We're going to talk about it all right after we take this quick commercial break. So stay tuned. It's going to be good.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love.
and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Here we are at our favorite time in the podcast, where we get to interview one of the cast members from the challenge Ride or Dies. Today, it is my great honor and pleasure to have this breakout star, Jack Maddox. Woo!
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Anissa.
No, really, you were reading the girls for filth every interview. Yeah. I mean, nothing but facts.
I say whatever's on my mind and it just comes out. I'm straightforward. Like, and anything I would say there, I would say to your face. So it's, I don't know, it's just reality.
I love that, because a lot of people are not like that. And I think that the audience is receiving you so well. The girl with the pink hair.
Yeah. How was doing your first challenge, Jack? Did you have, like, what was it coming into this experience for you?
You know, I had really no expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, Laurel asked me if I wanted to do it. I watched as many seasons as I could to kind of, like, understand it. So I think I started at, like, Dirty 30, went up from there, mm-hmm. and then, like, watched the seasons that she was on, too. But even just, like, absorbing all of that in a short amount of time, it really... you can't predict what's going to happen. So I stuck to my cardio training, stuck to like all different kinds of stuff. I knew mentally I'm really smart. So I knew I could handle kind of anything thrown my way. And yeah, zero expectations, but I guess a lot of different outcomes.
So basically it sounds like you came in knowing you were going to read the girls for filth and that you were already in shape. That's what I'm getting from you, Jack. That's sort of.
Kind of. I mean, I don't plan to like read anybody. Like when people are like, oh, you're always reading somebody, you're always this. So it's just like that. You can't get read unless you're giving context. Ooh. So like you gave me that to throw back at you. Your behavior was your behavior.
Yep.
And I said what I said.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like a problem.
No, it's
ladies
not.
And gentlemen, if you could see the lovely face he's making as he says that, by the way, with like such a smile, like
such joy,
charismatic smile. I know.
I love it.
And that makes sense. Totally makes sense.
I think it's great when people just are authentically themselves. And I feel like there are, especially with coming into this challenge, it's intimidating. It's overwhelming. People do put on the mask. They do put on a facade. They want the callback. They want, like, you are who you are 24/7. And my favorite moment is you in the gym, which we did spend a lot of time in our makeshift prison gym.
Not the prison gym.
Yeah. I mean, it was like outside gym.
Yeah,
well, okay. With these like medieval like plates, and we ran in circles in the yard. It was pretty brutal. But you waiting and asking Jay, like, so I think the cameras are waiting for this apology. Like, is it going to happen?
Well, they were. Like, Jay comes over. Like, obviously, the cameras are going to follow. They're waiting for us to break the ice, start the discussion. And I'm like, the ball's in your court, buddy. Like, you need to come apologize to me. Like, the camera zoomed in on you. Like, let's start the scene.
Because had he not said anything to you after we see the Last Elimination now? Because clearly it's the next morning, right? He not even like broach the topic with you, or was what was happening?
So Jay and I didn't speak when we got back into the house. Laurel actually advised me not to talk. She said, let's not start, because I wanted to go in and I wanted to start with them, and I wanted to like just be aggressive and just, you know, be an asshole and, you know, show them like, you know, go fuck yourself. And Laurel was like, let's not do that, let's try to be nice. And I was like, where is this coming from?
Yeah,
like, we're not gonna explode on them. And we're going to keep it together. So I hadn't spoken to him until that morning. And I was like, all right, I'm going to listen to my partner. I'm going to keep it cute, try to like be funny a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laurel even surprised me in this episode.
Yeah, she was very different in this episode, I feel like.
She was picking me under the side.
I feel like everybody needed to see of her. Very vulnerable, very honest. I mean, there were the stone cold, stone cold faces and exactly what everybody was thinking of. Like, why don't you just ask a question? Because Jordan and I came into that interview that we were quiet too. And they were like, you guys aren't going to talk. And we were like, no, we have nothing to say. And I think Jack and Laurel felt the same way. But it was nice to see Laurel be vulnerable. It was nice to see her open up about how she felt, because I feel like we don't get to see that side of her. I think you being there helps too, to kind of like break her out of that.
Do you feel like she came into the house this season? Because obviously I had the pleasure of doing a challenge with Laurel, and I always feel like we had moments where we would talk about stuff outside of the game, and I got to see a peek at her like fun and humanistic side and feelings and all of that stuff, but also knew that when it comes to gameplay, Laurel is a machine, like, period. She just is, which is why she's so talented. But it seemed almost like at this season, as a viewer, she came in off the bat with a little bit more like openness than before. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like what we see in this episode, do you feel like it was a progression like throughout this season, or did she come off the bat kind of, you know, more vulnerable, open, showing her emotions more?
I think Laurel's always just herself, and she's always just, you know, doing whatever it is that she wants to do and acting however it is she wants to act. And she doesn't front. Like, everything is always 100%. It's always honest. But coming into this game, I mean, she graduated veterinary school like 2 weeks before.
Which is so cool, Dr. Laurel. Shout out to Dr. Laurel.
I love it.
Love it.
You got to see her around animals, too. She just falls apart. It's so great.
Switching gears like that is not easy, and she still did. You know? That is two completely different things to go into, and I don't think anybody else could pull something like that off.
I agree. And actually, another really good point, you have to be a very empathetic person to become a vet. Like, that by design is what it is. So I think that's a testament to this whole other side of Laurel that people don't always get to see. I mean, she's dedicated to helping animals.
That is her. She is a very passionate, empathetic person, but she's not going to take no shit. And then when people, when she reacts to, you know, people's behavior, they're like so caught off guard. And I'm like, you're getting exactly what you deserve.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people are comfortable disrespecting people, disrespecting women, and they don't expect them to react in the way that she does. And especially even other players in the game. And like, men do that all the time, but they don't have like this reputation of being like this angry snapback person, but she does. So to me, I don't see her that way at all. I think she responds correctly to how she's treated most of the time. And she is an extremely empathetic person.
Yeah, 100%. Something that was interesting to me. Okay, we're going to switch gears a bit. So as we're watching this daily challenge, right? Well, first question is, how did you guys feel about it when TJ announced the rules? Were you excited about this particular daily? Were you scared? Like, where does it rank amongst kind of the oh crap factor, you know, when TJ says, this is what you're going to be doing today?
We were pretty excited, you know, going into that daily. We looked at it. We were like, this is pretty cut and dry, straightforward. It was all things that we were good at. Laurel, like, from the bat was like, I want to do the rope part because I got the swimming, I got the heights, you got the running, you got the cranking, like puzzles. Like, these were all things we divided and we were like, this is going to work. And that hole was just so deep, you know?
But it was not right. That hole was not right. And I rarely say that.
Do you though, Anissa? No, what do you mean by the hole was not right?
It wasn't when they were like, it's a meter wide and it's a meter.
I hate when they speak in meters, because
who knows what a meter is. meter wide, meter deep. And Jordan was like, I mean, I searched with him. We were like, where? I mean, it took us forever to find. I was the last girl to leave like with my bag. And Jordan was there for forever.
Yeah.
And what you don't see is the amount of time it took for people to get there. It was actually beneficial to be last because you got to see everybody's words.
Wait, why? When you walked, because how you do could you walk see behind you? Oh,
no, when you swam up, you could see everybody's.
Oh.
I mean, they were big enough when you were there to be able to see them and put it together.
You're right.
But I'm kind of, I don't know, Jack, if you are, I mean, because this is the episode where you guys leave, but all of this talk about like, we're friends, we want to see where your head's at, like, we want to work together, whatever, Do you think that them winning, Michelle and Jay winning this daily, shows like who they actually are? Like, did we need to see this?
I didn't even need for them to win.
To confirm?
I mean, it was so obvious, like what they were going to do, how they were going to move. They made a deal with literally everyone in the house. All of their accusations were completely false. Like Michelle being like so afraid of Laurel and not being able to like get her words together. And
yeah, that was weird.
I knew exactly where we were going in. It wasn't shocking at all. And like, you knew exactly how they were going to do it. Like they put Nani down there with her girlfriend. Obviously it's going to be you and I, you know, versus each other at that point.
Mm. Well, yeah. And that was my point.
Yeah.
Mm. When let's take it back to last week really quick, because in this episode, we see some reference where it seems like people are collectively mad at Jay and Michelle before they even win this week, before they even put more people in. So were there people with, I'm assuming everyone in the house knowing how close you guys were. What was the name of the band you guys had?
Chinese Takeout.
The Chinese Takeout. Yeah. Knowing, you know, that Chinese Takeout was prepared to go on tour, were other people in the house sort of mad for you when you came back or side-eyeing Jay and Michelle because they sent in their friend, or Jay sent in
Yeah, I mean, I think the only person that really, like, stuck up for us was Amber. Like, after our elimination, Amber was, like, the only one to really tell Michelle, like, that was not that
move
because we didn't have really any alliances with anybody. That's not how we played the game. Laurel said, like, you know, we go in there, we work with people as it kind of goes along.
Yep.
Like, there's not like a predetermined alliance. We didn't come in. Yep. Like, we all have each other's backs. Like, it was like, you know, you show me, you have yours, and then move from there. So Amber was one of those people. So like Amber and Michelle were working together, but then Amber was like, you're going for somebody who really has our back. So like, not only are you fucking with their game, but you're fucking with my game. So Amber was really the only one that kind of said that, maybe, but
I just bitched you behind closed doors.
What were you saying, Anissa?
I was livid. I was livid because so I called him my breakfast bitch because we would have breakfast every morning before our morning poops. And then we'd like go take a nap and then like come back. I mean, Jack was my babe. Yeah, running around in our Crocs. This is the part that was funny to me because Michelle and I are friends or friends.
You didn't tell us what you were bitching about during your breakfast with your breakfast.
I was just over it because this is my thing. If you are telling me, and I know that Jack probably feels the same way, it was like putting Nani and Johnny and Casey
and Kenny,
and Kenny down there. You're basically guaranteeing that I'm gonna go.
I was thinking that
so
when
even if you put me in the draw, you gave me the least amount of a possibility to get out of
I was thinking that.
Unless I pick the safe. And then you'd put me in a shitty position with my friends to then send in my girlfriend's friend, my friend's girlfriend, or my friend's girlfriend.
Yeah.
So either way, you were going to put Jack and I, and especially because Laurel is close with Nani, just putting people in these shitty positions. And I get it that it's a game, but if we say that we care about these people, when you're intentionally giving me no way out or not giving Jack a way out, when you're basically guaranteeing us that you should have just voted us both in.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like they would have if they could have.
Yeah. What was the point of being like, I want to know where your head's at? And then you tell them.
Girl, it didn't seem like they had a point, a blunt object, a circle. They didn't have anything with their strategy. It was wild. Now, I will ask this as a viewer, because there was a comment that Jay made at some point where he was like, you know, at this point, we'd kind of have to vote in a third of the house anyway, like because the way this game is structured, which I will say, you know, props to producers for coming up with this and TJ and their diabolical plan, that because they do have to, you have to select so many people, it is harder to keep your hands completely clean because there's a lot of names you have to say, whether you want to or not. And obviously that's at a real disadvantage if you've made deals with everybody and their mama and catering in the house. But catering's looking over there like Jay and Michelle too, like, you better not put us in. You said,
oh, those mommies were in the kitchen cooking up. Shout out to catering, all these women in the kitchen.
Shout out to catering. But what were the numbers getting to that place, or do you think there were viable options? So then who would you guys, if you were Jay and Michelle, I want to hear some names or teams that you would have put down there instead.
Well, it made the most sense to get rid of Bananas from their team perspective, mm-hmm. because Bananas has sent Jay home. They do not like each other. Like, mm-hmm. he just nominated you like 2 weeks ago, but somehow Michelle thought that was Laurel's fault. Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they had no real ties. And if they're going to fuck over their friends, I feel like they could have put anyone in.
Mm-hmm. Who else would they put in?
Anyone. Who cares?
Needs to give
anyone.
Us a name.
They can't put the one person that they couldn't put in mm-hmm. was, well, they made a 3 week deal with Devin.
That seems so weird. How do you,
I know.
What is
I don't,
this?
I don't get
it's
it.
Not a car lease.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. And I was so mad at Tori. I'm like, why aren't you? But then she told me, she was like, Anissa, that's why we're not down there again.
Yeah.
And it was fishy to me at first, but I expected it.
It was obvious they had a deal.
No, but they made a deal right before that challenge.
Well, yeah,
again,
I know.
But for one more safe space.
It was, no, I knew they weren't working together the whole game. I knew it happened right then and there just from Devin's behavior. Like, when it was announced day one, Devin's, like, super excited. Mm. He's, like, going in now. Mm-hmm. Like, he gave it away. And even watching him do the puzzle, like, I was down there. And I was watching him, like, is he struggling on purpose? Because Devin's
no, he was struggling on, he was struggling by, like, he's not, so he's dyslexic. He used to, well, he's dyslexic. But, mm-hmm. like, he's not good at, like, word fill-ins.
Yeah.
So it was really hard for him. And mm-hmm. as a friend, I know that. But
yeah, and I don't mean that in a negative way. Because it was almost like, in that challenge, not winning was the move. Because if you
wanted to be right in the middle.
Yeah, if you had an alliance with somebody who could pull it off every week and just let them win. Because
yeah,
they do
then
the
you'd
dirt.
Be safe. Yeah.
Like Nelson. So Nelson and I guess, so what had happened was Nelson would have made Jordan his number one because they're mm-hmm. friends. Mm-hmm. But since we came into the game late, mm-hmm. Nelson had already struck a deal with Jay. So I guess Jay was his main man. So I know that Nelson and Norris weren't going to be put in. And I guess Horacio and Olivia then were attached to that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So
right. So then how many other options did they really have?
They it's did so it because of the friendship made, train.
Yeah. Like I made
that
a list.
Web.
Yeah.
I had made a list while we were there. And it was like the people who Jay said, I have your back no matter what. And it was like about 80%.
It looked long as hell. And then he lied. Who did he lie? He lied to Jordan.
He had a list. Did I blink?
He lied to Jordan when Jordan asked in the thing, which shout out to George. Jordan came with all the.
Thank you, partner.
Jordan came with the smoke. He came with the fire. He came with everything. And that moment, and nothing he said was wrong. Nothing he was saying was wrong. Now, Anissa, were you scared, though, when Jordan was popping off like that? Because were you like, shut up?
Let me tell you what happened. We were silent. And Jordan went off and I said, I am not going to stop this grown ass man mm-hmm. for speaking. Because one thing Jordan and I are not is afraid.
Right.
You're mm-hmm. going to put us in anyway. Mm-hmm. Or we just, all he had to say was weak. He doesn't want Jordan in that game.
Yeah.
And then you don't want me. Because if you get me an elimination, I'm probably going to, not you, Jack, but like with a girl. Yeah. Like I'm going to bust your ass.
Right.
Hopefully. But if you're someone who's running a final, you don't want Jordan to be there.
Yeah.
No. Sure. So just say that shit.
But Jordan wasn't wrong either in that it was a weak move. Like saying one thing, doing another is 100% a weak gameplay move. Sorry, Jay, but it
that's all they needed to do was just stand in their shit and be honest about why we're being sent in there. Like,
yeah.
Stop with the facade and like the fake tears and like
yeah,
the survivor.
That was very weird.
I mean, she went from hysterically crying about Nani to then being like, you know what? I'm just going to send them in now.
The tears is very soap star. Like I feel
well, and
like
the I love yous and the hand holding. And look, yeah. Michelle is wonderful. And by the way, any of my critiques of anyone is not necessarily a personal one.
This isn't like a character assassination. It's
yeah,
more of
no. This is a critique of an
episode
of this episode.
People in their moments.
And like, so I didn't, this whole, it was hard. It was weird to me. Like the whole thing was strange.
Yeah, I didn't get it at all. It was just, it was very like turned on. And it's just like, being blunt and just being straightforward. That's why I was like watching Jordan, like watching that back and how he just called it straight what it was.
Yeah. Like, do they want the whole house to hate them? Was that the goal?
Listen,
I don't think
I
they
wish
care.
They would have yeah. said my, had my whole speech in there.
What was your speech? Tell us your speech.
Well, the thing is, this is Jack and I were close. This is the first time I think that Laurel and I really understood who Laurel was as a person. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we got along. I loved her. We shared clothes. Like I was really, even when we didn't like get along, we still shared clothes. But mm-hmm. I respected her as a woman, as a player, as a friend. Mm-hmm. I just got her.
Yeah.
And it makes, when you get Laurel, it makes your experience with her just pleasurable, like fun.
I agree.
And I get it now.
Yeah, I love it.
And I don't want to be on the bad side of that again. So it's nice to have a friend in her.
What was your speech though, Anissa? You're not getting out of it.
I'm down there.
Okay.
And I was basically like, listen, what y'all did was some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever comes back in here is not going to make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, once you do this, you can't go back.
Right.
So know what you did, but whoever comes back is going to come for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
which shout out to Jordan, by the way, for the encouragement of you, Jack, and you talked about it. Like, that was such a beautiful gameplay. Like, I don't know, I feel emotional talking about it. It's weird, but it was so beautiful. What did it mean to you to have him encouraging you while competing against you and knowing it's coming from a sincere place?
I mean, the whole thing, like, and Laurel said that before, you know, we even went in. Normally she has to get into a really angry zone. That's how you win elimination. You go in really angry. Right. It was so hard to go into this angry. I mean, we're going against Anissa. She's going against Jordan. It was just like the different level of emotions we were having. It was weird. And then like, he's trying to encourage me and that made me feel soft. Like, it was beautiful, but then it again softens you down a little bit, you know, but I kept trying to dodge. I got hit in the face.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, he did peg you right.
Not the moneymaker.
Yeah.
And there was that long conversation because Laurel was kind of like, so we, Jack and I, gave her that moment with Jordan where, like, she just, Jordan knew what to say. He knew all the right things to say in that moment to her. Mm-hmm. And she whispered to me, she was like, keep your promise.
Yeah.
You know, go back in there and do it.
I mean, she basically got everyone to co-sign in the house to kick Jay and Michelle's ass.
That Nani thing. I was like, yes.
Well, I know. I really don't understand their strategy.
I think that some people get, especially Michelle, I like her. So I know that she gets worked.
Yeah, I think she's,
I think that the people that like get emotional in the game, sometimes it's hard for them to check back in and like check their feelings and like get shit together.
Yeah.
So
it's called strategy for a reason.
Like, I know, but it just becomes like survival.
I think that was their strategy though, to like have
chaos.
To use their emotions. I'm using air quotes when I say that. Yeah, I can't tell what all is real, all is not. You know what I mean? Like, that is their strategy. It doesn't look good.
It just looks like they came in as potential viable candidates to win or get really far. And as of right now, as it looks, I don't see how in the world they make it far, even if they were, aside from winning every single daily, which we just know is not going to happen.
Impossible.
I don't see how they're going to make it that far because everyone's coming for them. And even the people that aren't coming for them are going to side-eye them because they have proven their word means nothing.
Yeah. And we got to keep the same energy because it was like, you would have thought Annalise and Tommy murdered kittens.
Right.
The way that people try to like alienate them and do whatever. Keep that same energy for everybody who does something shady. Mm-hmm. Then that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it really sucked for them because going forward, I mean, you know, if you go to compete, everybody that's watching and could compete with them again, it's going to be hard for them to gain trust with a lot of people.
Harder and harder.
You can't just do that.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
absolutely.
Bite you in the ass.
Unless you guys are true savages, like I need less emotion, more savage.
More so.
Then I would totally respect like that.
It would have been respectable if there was no fake BS. If it would have been straight.
Yeah.
Right. Like, honest, don't be friends. Like, yeah.
Because then it shows a weakness.
I felt bad for you, Jack, because I mean, not like I pitied you. I just felt like
Chinese takeout had real potential.
And you made a friend.
Well, yeah, Jay had a long time with that. It was bizarre because we got close like in quarantine. Like we were on FaceTime with each other. Like that's who I was talking to the most.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty established because I really hadn't spoken to anybody else like that in the house yet. So that was weird because it was like, we're not even on camera and you are developing a friendship with me. So
Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, he reached out and apologized. I said, you know, that's very kind of you for reaching out. And then he's like, oh, like, do you want to hang out, get together? I was like, yeah, maybe we can go like grab lunch or go to the gym, like kind of talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Nope. And then what? This is the straightforward podcast, Jack. We keep it real, just like you do in your confessionals. So what happened after that?
You know what? He had made a comment and he was like, yeah, like I'll bring my good camera to make like
what?
IG content.
Oh, whatever. Absolutely.
Oh.
And I was like, returning. Like, this is our first time hanging out after you just royally fucked me over $100. And you won it. to like make content to put on your Instagram. That way the fans don't come for you because you made a dumb.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, it really wasn't sincere at all. I was like, you had a chance like to redeem yourself there. Like,
right.
Let's go to lunch. Let's talk man to man. Settle it out. Like, I can move on from something. Mm-hmm. But that was weird. That rubbed me the wrong way. So I blocked his number.
Ooh, so you never went out. You guys never like actually met up in person.
No, I blocked his number after that. Before I blocked the number, I had made a couple jokes because I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable. Because he said something about camera. And I was like, oh, yeah, you mean OnlyFans content or something like that?
Yeah.
And then that was it. And then maybe I recommended my therapist's phone number to him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I have a great therapist. And therapy's great.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, looking back over it all now, do you feel like that Jay's intentions when you were getting close during quarantine, you know, like before actually started,
it was completely to fuck me over. It was completely to blindside me.
So you think it was completely fake?
Yeah, I see the full strategy because that's how he plays the game, which is great. Like, if that's you, like, you want to like butter people up just to be the snake, and like that's how you can get ahead or whatever.
I hate this information.
So you feel like it was a long con? You don't think it was just messy missteps mid game that kind of led to the demise of your friendship? You feel like he sort of, in a way, plotted this from the beginning.
I had his back, and it didn't make any sense to make us this target. They could have just said, and like how Michelle kind of like said in her interview, I'm afraid of Laurel. If you would have said at one point, I'm afraid of you, and then she said something about how Laurel was the reason she was sent in episode 2.
Yeah, what was that about? Like, what is Laurel and Michelle's history?
They had no history. They hadn't really said
anything.
Isn't
that their first time meeting?
That was their first time meeting.
And if you're not scared of Laurel, something's wrong with you.
Agreed.
She is amazing at this game. She is crafty. She's honest. She's smart.
But Laurel never did a thing to her. Like, it was weird. It was very one-sided. I didn't understand the paranoia. Like, I could see her being like paranoid or whatever about her, like if she had started with her or whatever, but they were getting along. They just hadn't spoken.
Do you think there was anything with like the Fessy thing?
I mean, Michelle was going around trying to get Laurel sloppy seconds, like after every single kind of situation. So she might have been, you know, feeling about that. Because even when like Horacio and her started to go down, Michelle tried to, it was just like, no, where Laurel had left, Michelle was swooping right in. And I was like, go get a drink of water if you like are thirsty, you know, don't hydrate, baby.
I'm in my casket. I don't think I can do the rest of this.
She's resurrected.
Speaking of Laurel's big heart and lots of hugs, was there any point in the game where you were like, did you have a conversation with her? Or were you like, what's going on with Horacio? Did you ever think like it was going to interfere with your game?
At first, no. But then, because everything was good with what she was doing, I did have concern after she found out Horacio had like a girl at home. Because I was like, Laurel's very emotional. Like when it comes to boys, she doesn't really just like let her guard down to everybody. She's very picky. And I was worried that, yeah, she's going to get her feelings a little bit. And, you know, she needs to be in the zone to compete, not emotional about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you become more worried or less worried when she moved over to Fessy's bed?
Well, I knew she moved out of our room in the middle of the night. But I didn't know she moved into Fessy's room until the next day. It's like, oh, that was a great choice.
Like when you saw her getting feelings for Nick Cannon, Nick Cannon of the challenge, did you feel like it was a bigger liability or did
get me out of here?
You know,
I'm going
he
back
is.
In the casket.
Nick Cannon, Fessy is officially, he may not be messy, but he is Nick Cannon of the challenge. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm done.
But were you more concerned or were you like, ah, you know, it is what it is?
No, because Fessy, I don't think Laurel ever really took that seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
It was more so, here's a big cuddly man. Right. I'm going to go cuddle with him. He's quiet. He's easy to get along with. I can see the draw because there's no drama attached to it. Besides the fact that he's in, you know, everybody's pond at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's.
That's the only drama, you know. But besides that, for a cuddle buddy, somebody that like.
He does look like he has real cuddle potential. Not going to lie.
No, he does.
And he's so charming.
He
for the listeners, if you haven't met Bess, like, you know, he smells good in person. He's very, like, charismatic, all of that stuff. Like,
not a man of many words, but, like, when he does talk, there's meaning to
it. Denise is over here laughing and making so many faces.
I mean, no, I mean, I love Fessy. We've gone on vacation together. Like, he's a
Wait, is that a pond? Great. Has he been in your pond, Denise?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just looking out for my good sis.
Not even like a little like toe dip.
No, his friend has. No. Nope.
Wait, his friend has. Oh. You have to text over photos of this friend, Anissa.
Oh my God, girl, he is fine.
All right. I'm gonna need you to send that to the group chat.
I will.
All right. So less concerned about Laurel and Nick. I mean Laurel and Fessy, yeah. When it comes to
Fessy Cannon.
To the Fessy game.
He might like that too much. We can't give him that name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably yep. Actually.
Yeah,
true.
We're just gonna call him Fessel.
Okay, we need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back right after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Another thing I wanted to ask, I was so curious about. So we see the like cranking part, and this is back to the daily. So we see, and some people, when they get to the part where they're cranking, seem gassed, right? Like they're like trying to do the little crank, whatever. You over there, Jack, are just smiling like the most giddy person. Was it easy? Was it hard? Were you just high off life that day? Like what?
That was like super easy. I don't know.
Okay.
It just sucked that like that was like the daily that like was our last. Cause like we had really finally figured out, like I think the week prior, how mm-hmm. to work well together. Mm. We like really figured out and identified each other's strengths, each other's weaknesses, how we needed to communicate. You know, Laurel needs to kind of like be louder and yell and be like, you know, more in my face. And that that keeps me really fine and sane.
Yeah.
And so like the rowing challenge, like we were in sync, like the elimination the week prior, we were in sync.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was just like, we were in sync again, but the hole was just really fucking deep.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That so damn like, hole will like, yeah, like, get you every it time.
It wasn't our teamwork at that point. It was just that hole was really fucking deep.
Yeah, those holes.
She broke a nail. Like she took her hand gloves off. Like her
oh
nail.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that was a really deep hole.
That the dirt wasn't like there were like rocks. There were like it wasn't
good. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah,
and then the ground had so many holes in it.
Yeah, that ground. Everybody wanted to sprint on it. I was like, this is the most uneven ground.
I trotted across that.
Well, that was trot terrain. You couldn't sprint on that.
Yeah,
sprint, you're gonna eat.
It was
shit.
Trot terrain.
I was like, that is like. Because I remember Nelson. He booked it, and he was running.
He always does.
And I was like, you're gonna fall.
Oh no!
There's so many vines. There's so many places to trip and fall. I was like, that is the dumbest strategy. But I mean, he didn't fall. Thank God.
Another question for you too. Since you were there, did you ever at any point have a sense of any tension between Nani and Bananas, or were you watched? Did any of you get to witness sort of the fall apart that was happening? Yeah, Anissa, what did you see?
I was right next to them, and he was like, pairs. And I'm like, is he purposely trying to win this?
That's what I called.
And it seemed like he was not ready to. And I think amongst the vets, or at least some vet pairs, mm-hmm. it was better to just be in the middle.
Yeah.
Not go in the draw and not win.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if Tori and Devin won, we knew that we were all safe. But I don't think Johnny wanted to win that one.
Gotcha.
And so it was frustrating because Nani goes into things, and I don't think people give her enough credit, but That girl busts her ass.
She does.
When it comes to jumping off something, eating something, swimming, Nani will do every single thing to get there.
Yep.
And I think that in that moment, she felt like Bananas robbed her of that chance of like winning a daily and or like being able to perform the best that they could. Because even though people are on your side, you still want to win. You still want that gratification.
For him to do it that way and to not tell her. I don't know. I got where he was coming from. Like if he would have like told her, you know, on the way to challenge, and maybe it's better if we don't win today or like, I don't know.
But the risk is my question, because did the bets come away after this week now going, maybe that shouldn't be our strategy because look what happened, right? Like we saw nothing but bet teams down there and essentially having to eat each other alive. Like the vets got a rude awakening this week because taking for granted how safe they were put Nani in a terrible position in being up against friend, being up against, you know, her significant other. And who knows if they had won, that wouldn't have been the case. You know, who knows who would have been down there, but that wouldn't have been the case. So do you feel like Anissa coming back after that week? Did anything change? Or did nothing change? Nothing changed?
I think we all wanted to win. Like, I think, especially after this episode, I think this drills it in where it's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to keep doing this shit to us. So I don't care what it is, but you want to win and protect the people that you care about.
Right. And this game, the format of this game has made it essential because it's they've combined very smartly so two elements of some of the more famous seasons of the challenge, which is the draw and deliberation, like group deliberations, right? Where you have to put in, you know, kind of a bunch of people and consider that. And so it just makes it doubly hard, which means it is really, it's almost near impossible, I'd say, to skate by and not touch.
You would not have to be like the key inside of both alliances, like because it was like the house was split in half.
So who's the half and half? Tell me, can you guys give me the names of who, just so we're clear where we are now and for all the listeners?
I had my journal from the house because I had all of this written.
Where's your journal, Jack?
You look for the journal while I
go look for the journal.
While I run off some names. I guess Devin, Devin and Tori. Jordan and myself, Johnny and Nani, Casey Kenny, Laurel and Jack. And then there was like Horacio and Olivia, Mariah and Fessy. But the problems were happening because it's like Fessy was with Colleen. And then that's like bringing in a rookie to like in your emotions. Then you got Johnny and, you know, Bananas and Mariah. So what happens there?
Right.
You know?
All right. Here's the list that I had written.
Y'all, he's got some notes. A full blown.
I definitely wrote a lot. I mean, I am a professional. I'm a published author. So I
get it. Published author.
I didn't know that.
So I, pretty much what Anissa had said. Those were kind of like where the house was divided. Amber and Chung, Michelle and Jay, Nelson and Reese, Olivia and Horacio, Fessy and Mariah on one side, Kenny and Casey, Nani and Bananas, Jordan and Lisa, Darrell and Veronica, maybe, and then Tori and Devin. I then wrote the people that had our backs. And like, this is kind of where it was interesting because it's on both, because we weren't really part of an alliance. We didn't really ever say like, this is where we stand. So I knew the people that had our backs, Jordan and Lisa are on here, Nani and Bananas, Olivia and Horacio, and Amber and Chauncey. So that's kind of maybe where an issue was, because we weren't fully with one side. It was like
connected with one.
But that's how we played. We didn't have like a predetermined alliance. We just made connections with people, and those connections were good, but I guess not good enough.
I think that we should have journals with Jack.
Yeah.
Journaling with Jack, like occasionally.
Yeah. Is there anything you would change about this season in hindsight, Jack?
I guess the only thing that I wish I would change is not trusting Jay and Michelle, not trusting them to have our back, not trust, and kind of, you know, I don't really regret anything. I like the way that Laurel and I played. Yeah, it didn't work, but we stayed true to who we were. So like I left with integrity and like, so I, there's not much I would change because we lost, but in the long run, we've won more because like going forward in future seasons and, you know, the way people are going to want to move around us is different than the way they're going to want to move around them.
Absolutely.
So it's like we lost the sprint, but we won the marathon.
Amen, Pastor
Jack.
Now
we're like, we're set up to go like, you know, further.
Yes, 100%. I love that so much. And hearing you be so motivational makes it all the more funny, the fact that you had one of the best lines of the season about rats and pieces of garbage.
I'm from New Jersey. I come from a very old school Catholic family. That's how we talk. Like, it's so funny. My mom, because Twitter was blowing up the other day about how Laurel and I yell at each other and all fuck it, rat, this, that. And we're like, wow, she really just yells at him and he's just yelling, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
And my mom texted me last night. She said, wait, this is funny. You handle yourself with such dignity. I love how you and Laurel communicate in such a loving way towards each other.
That is hysterical. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's like this post thing, that is a loving way to talk to each other. It's like, I'll tell you to go fuck yourself while giving you the shirt off my back. Like, that's just how we speak. I think you get that, Anissa.
Yes.
Are you hitting poppers?
No, it's peppermint oil because I am a little bit hungover from the Challenge Mania watch party last night.
I was Anissa just taking a whiff of poppers during the podcast.
Oh my God. Gay poppers are so crazy. I would never, I kind of sniff one once and I hate it.
It loosens your hole and then makes you really hot.
And back to the holes again. Here we go.
We should have dropped poppers. We should have dropped poppers into that stupid hole so we could have found our
gas. If there was poppers at the bottom of that hole, we would have dug real fast. If I knew there was a prize down there.
Now we know what Jack would have done differently.
And that hot guy, from Big Brother Argentina.
Ooh, I haven't seen him.
Oh, again. The PA? Yes. Oh, yeah. He was, of all the guys I had a crush on in the house, I only had a crush on two.
Who?
The only guy I really was wow, he's attractive and there's something about him was actually Devin.
Really?
I get it.
Really?
Devin is he's a man.
There is an appeal. I mean, I had a crush on Devin at one point.
Yeah,
there is an appeal.
It's the personality. He's got this asshole kind of personality.
Oh, yeah, that part.
I love that about him.
That's so funny.
So, yeah, I thought of all the guys in the house, Devin and then Darrell, because Darrell's just so cool. And
Darrell's hilarious. Yeah.
These are both energy-based attractions,
You had a crush on
not even just aesthetics.
I love that. I wouldn't have guessed either one, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed either one. And I'm kidding with Devin, because Devin does, he's grown on me. I love Devin and Tori's friendship, can I just say. I love so much. I really do.
It's fun to see, real friendships, because I know it outside, and it's real. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to see it in a competitive sense.
I love that. Jack, okay, so now you're no longer on this season, but I'm sure we will see you back again, I am sure, and The Notebook, which now we're just going to have to ask you about every season. But who are you rooting for? If you have to pick one team, no spoilers, of course, but just who, when you're leaving that house at that moment, who then are you passing the baton on to? Who do you want to win the season?
I am putting my full faith in Olivia and Horacio to take the win. I felt I just got along with them in a really great way. I thought they were incredible people. I think they're both incredible people, very stand-up people. And I hope they can pull it off and I hope they can win a final.
I love it. All right. So rooting for Horacio and Olivia. Now, before we let you go, Sir Jack, we have a little game that we like to play. And this season, we're playing a game. Don't be scared. You've already gone through the scary part.
It's only three.
This part is three questions. Yes. Like Anissa said, about your partner, because you guys are supposed to be ride or die. So we want to know if you can really ride it.
Okay.
Anissa, do you want to ask question number one?
Sure. Jack. Your partner, Laurel, is a challenge legend.
Mm-hmm.
How many challenge seasons has she done?
Eight.
Oh, so close.
So close.
That's close.
Oh, wait, this was for seven.
There we go. Okay, well, then you still got it.
Ding, 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 ding. Good job. Good job. All right, question number two. Okay. Oh, Jack, you and Laurel bond over having no filter. I was about to say no filler. If that doesn't tell you, I have an upcoming Botox appointment. I don't know what does.
Oh my God, but me too, on the 15th.
I have one on the 15th too, Anissa. Oh my gosh, we're the same. But you and Laurel bond over having no filter. What is the wildest thing your partner has ever said in front of you?
Ooh.
And don't go telling lies, because we will call Laurel to confirm.
We were out one night and somebody stole $20 from her. Out of her hand, I believe. Something had happened. We were at a club or I don't know. And she verbally assaulted them I've never seen. It was pretty interesting.
Ooh, Laurel.
I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah. Laurel can
Mm-hmm. Girl at a moment, and then
don't come at her $20.
Don't. Yeah, she did. She was right in it. She tried to get the money back, and she like kind of reached and lunged at the girl.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, Laurel ain't afraid of shit.
No. No, this girl had took the money from her, and Laura was like, absolutely the fuck not.
$1, $20.
I agree. Still you can't steal reaction. From people and expect not to get.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. She
you
stole
can't
from
act
her.
Like an idiot mm-hmm. and then not be checked. People mm-hmm. feel like they're uncheckable that's these true. Days. And
everybody knows
that is not the case.
The rule of law about fuck around and find out. Like that is becoming, right. I love that is like a meme
that,
now.
It literally was a fuck yep. around and find out moment. Yep.
It's like almost like Laurel's from the tri-state area, like our tri-state. Yeah.
Well, her family.
There are moments yeah. of that.
So like her yeah. family is like Jersey and New York and like they from Michigan. So yeah, like.
So it's in
so
her.
So it's in her. Like everyone her family her. Talks that way. Like I've met her parents, like they're super, you know, East Coast and old school and like super cool people. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely where she gets it.
Mm. Well, Jolly Jack, we have a last question here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Laurel's a veterinarian. And Jack, last week you called Jay a fucking rat. Fucking piece of garbage.
End quote.
What is your partner's favorite animal? Her horse? Her horse.
Wait, you're saying the answer or potential answers?
Yeah, she loves horses. She's a big animal girl.
Oh, that's the answer.
Anissa,
she loves horses.
You know, damn it. Okay, let me just do this, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Laurel's a vet. Jack.
I love birds too.
Okay, Jesus.
And chickens and goats. Oh. She sends me pictures of chickens and birds like all day long and different animals.
She really melts over an animal.
She really
I've
does.
Never, it's like yeah. Laurel turns into a, like I know that I'm annoying when I see a dog and I freak out and I pet it and I love it or a cat. I held a baby last night. I freaked out over that. My ovaries were going nuts.
Oh, I don't love that.
But Laurel.
No, I mean like holding babies, not your ovaries. Like I just, it makes me.
Oh. Annoying.
Like I always say I'm going to chop it and then like.
Oh no, I fucking loved it. I loved every moment of it.
So much anxiety.
No, but. Laurel turns into even like a sappier version of yeah. sappy. Yeah. She like melts. She becomes a puddle of yeah. herself.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine Laurel being the vet? Like if Laurel lived here, I would totally want her to be Brooklyn, my dog's vet. Like
she
sure.
gets shit done.
Yeah. yeah.
And she'd be straight be up so about good. Like, yeah. listen, I hate to break it to you, but we're gonna have to take the dog's leg. Like there's no like sugarcoating shit.
Yeah, she'd be Laurel, honest with you. She'd help keep yeah, you in line, but she'd go above
she
and
would
beyond
be empathetic,
for those
though, too.
Animals. Yeah,
you need that, yeah. like the medical field and like, yeah, completely.
And I love that we have a doctor on the challenge. And I'm not talking about those medics that follow us around when we're competing on the show. I'm talking about the fact that we have a doctor competing on the challenge. I love that.
Yeah,
I do have one question for you because you did go against us mm-hmm. as your set. This is your second elimination. Do you think it's easier, worse, better, whatever, to go against people you respect and care about or to go against people you have zero feelings for?
It's definitely zero feelings for. I'd rather go in against somebody who I don't like, you know, because when you do respect, it does. It messes with your head a little bit. I wasn't expecting it to, but it does. And like, I guess that's something that comes with experience. To get like a little bit eased out of that, you know, this is my second elimination. Most people have like
it doesn't get easier at all. Actually, it gets harder because these bonds. But there is that I'm very competitive, so like it's kill or be killed.
For
so
sure.
As much as like I'm blocking stuff, I'm looking at Laurel. I know she's frustrated, and then I'm looking at Jack. I know he's like it was hard for me to do that because I cared about them, but. I would have rather lost to two people I respect knowing that they're going to go back in the game and give them hell.
Yeah. yeah.
So absolutely. There was a bright side to it for me.
Yeah.
Win or lose.
Yeah.
Because I think whoever would have won that would have gone back in and done what they needed to do. I agree.
Oh, yeah. There. Michelle and Jay are toast in my mind. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened the rest of the season, but they might as well just start planning for next season or coming back or whatever, because this ain't there's no way. They pissed almost everybody off in the house except for catering. We've said it. I don't see how they come back from this.
They need to talk to Tori because she's a horrible politician, but it's taken her a good 6-7 seasons to get it together. You gotta own up. If you're not great at politics, then you find out what you're good at and you work on it.
And
you master it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And standing your truth, you got to just own stuff. Even if you make a mistake, people
if
will
you make
always
a mistake, own the mistake.
You can always bargain with the fact that, hey, you can trust my word. You can always use that as an asset later when you're trying to make deals or blah, blah, blah. Because people will be like, okay, cool, I can trust that versus making promises, breaking them, and then later trying to convince people
Yeah.
That, you don't make them, you can't break them. Yeah. I live by it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Jack, it has been such a pleasure having you here. We missed your other half, Laurel. We love you, Laurel.
Hello.
Hope you're safe in the hurricane, girl. But we've enjoyed having you on so much. Thank you for sharing your burn book with us. Thank you for being open about your process. Truth. Yeah, your truth, your commentary on the game. You're hilarious, beautiful to watch, great to listen to as well.
For those, I love this, Devin. Oh my God.
For those,
you are a gorgeous man.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that we got to see you in your Speedo, living in your truth. Yeah.
And you guys, he's great on TV, but right now, as we're recording this and we're watching on video,
he's in an Eagles
he looks
robe. I am
beautiful,
obsessed.
You guys. Like, seriously, I'd argue even better. And you know, Zoom does no one any favors. So,
I look better than I did on the TV show because I was a little fat. Me and Laurel were definitely heavier than we normally are on that show.
Okay, you definitely weren't fat on the show. Let me just clarify that.
I was a little chubby. I had too much cheek filler, which I don't ever want to get again.
Your face is absolutely beautiful. I actually did a deep dive into your Instagram and I went all the way back.
That doesn't sound weird.
Fucking gorgeous. I was like, no more cheek filler, damn it.
I was like addicted. I was going to this strip mall in Glendale and this lady was just pumping bigger.
Oh my gosh, Jack. First rule of filler, don't get it at a strip mall.
And in Glendale.
That's the first rule of filler. Don't get out of your mouth. But for those who want to stalk you like Anissa did, where can they find you?
I call it research.
Quote unquote research.
Yes.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jack of Hearts, JAKKOFHERTSS. And Twitter is the same thing. And TikTok's the same thing.
There we go.
I love it.
We've loved having you here so much. Thank you for making the time and sharing with us and for being such a good friend to our girl Laurel. We appreciate all of that so much.
Thanks so much
for
having me.
Of course.
You're a gem. I love you.
Love you guys.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, that was definitely informative. I want to thank Jack for his time and his journal reading. I love him.
Absolutely.
He's great.
So good. I mean, we got some real tea, Anissa.
We really did.
We really
did. But for more tea, where can they follow you?
For all the tea, you can follow me on Instagram. That's Devin Simone. Devin with a Y. Simone with an I. You can also follow me on Twitter. For now, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can follow me on TikTok, but nothing's good there. That's Devin underscore Simone. Something good will be there soon, but just not now. And you can also go to my new website, devinsimone.com, which is just relaunched. So excited about that. NeNe, where can they find you?
Out in these streets. You can find me on Instagram, Anissa MTV. I'm on Twitter, but I'm really not on Twitter. I'm there. You can DM me, but
she probably won't respond.
I mean, yeah, you could. Well, I may respond, but I don't like to be there because Twitter is negative for the most part. Mm-hmm. No offense to you, Twitter, but it's not really my thing. I like to keep it positive and light.
We do have some people that love us on Twitter. I will say that. They tweet us about the podcast. So shout out to the people
that
support
nice.
This podcast, support our foursome.
Thank you.
We love you guys. But okay, that's where they can find you. And speaking of supporting us, by the way, if you like this episode, if you feel like this is home, please, you guys, rate and review us on Spotify. Rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts. We read the reviews. We appreciate them. Get your friends to rate and review. Let us know what you like, segments or questions that you have, all of that stuff. It's a great way to communicate us. So make sure you leave those 5-star reviews and put a little note in there as well. Maybe we'll even shout you out on future episodes. And in the words of Davon, tell your mama, your sister, your cousin, your best friend's daddy, mother's baby father, and all of Nick Cannon's kids. Tell them all about this podcast.
Yes, and then after you're done telling everyone, mm-hmm. you can catch new episodes of The Challenge, Ride or Dies, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on MTV.
And we'll see you back here next week for more tea. After a brand new episode of The Challenge, Ride or Dies, you'll get a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.